Hello, welcome to Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia. I'm Jared Clutter, and I'm here with my co-host,
Sophia Rodas.
Yeah, how are you doing, Sophia?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's pretty late. It took us like 30 minutes to set up the cameras here.
Yes.
And get everything kind of together. But we're here now.
We are here.
So, Sophia, can you tell us what Sick Beats is?
So, let me learn you something really quick. Sick Beats is like a book club, but for music. And it's amazing. Every single week, besides this week, because this is an intro, we're going to go over a different album, tell you our thoughts, not us. Well, each other.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Tell each other and you our thoughts on it. Just kind of talk it through, things like that. Do you want to tell them about the other element of every week?
Well, first of all, we are releasing every Monday, and before the podcast comes out, probably every Wednesday, on our social media, we'll be announcing what album we're listening to for the week. So if you really want to interact with us as much as you can and get the best experience, you can listen to the album beforehand.
Absolutely.
And then you'll be ready to talk with us about the album that week. But on top of listening to albums every week, we're also going to be having our own chart system, introducing Sick Beats Charts. Every week we're going to give you 10 songs that we're really vibing with. They could be the same from the previous week or totally different. We each gave you some songs this week to listen to. They'll be on a Spotify playlist.
I have not yet picked my songs.
Oh my gosh, this is gonna be fun.
I'm exposing myself.
Yeah, so we'll have a playlist on Spotify with our charts that we updated weekly, as well as you can see them on our Instagram and Spotify below. If you're on YouTube, below.
Yes.
If you're on any other podcast streaming service, in the description.
That is another important thing. For our audio listeners, you can listen anywhere that you find podcasts, hopefully, unless it's some obscure site. We are also recording this podcast, hello camera, and uploading it to YouTube. So if you feel like watching us and seeing our faces, you can do that too.
So yeah, you guys can stay connected with us on Twitter and Instagram. That is at Sick Beats with JS. Again, that's going to be in the description of the podcast and in the description below on YouTube. So yeah, I think we should talk about like what we like to listen to currently, just so then we can get familiar,
yeah,
as a community about like what kind of vibes we're grabbing on the daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up my music app for reference. For those of you that want to know, I use Apple Music.
I use Spotify.
If you have any opinions, keep them to yourself. Unless you would like to interact with us on social media, again, that at is Sick Beats with JS, not SJ.
I was so confused. I was like, SJ.
So, Jared, I would love to know, and I'm sure our listeners would love to know, what kind of music you listen to before we start analyzing albums.
Yeah, totally. So if you follow me on Twitter, you know my music taste is insane. It's a little all over the place. It's very gay. Yeah, I listen to a lot of pop, a lot of R&B. I love my women in music.
Women.
Women, yes. Can we just get a round of applause for women real quick?
Absolutely. Yes. Go women.
But yeah, I also listen to K-pop. I listen to one artist who makes country music, and her name is Kacey Musgraves, and that is all I'm going to say on that. But yeah, my favorite artists kind of include Ariana Grande. I love Chloe X Halle, SZA, Doja Cat, just for some names, Troye Sivan. Yeah.
I'm sure you're wondering about me.
Yeah, Sophia, tell me about what you listen to. Ben Platt all day?
Recently. We'll get to that. Yeah. I am kind of an alt pop queen goddess, if you will.
Love that. Lower theory.
But the thing about it is whenever somebody asks me about my music taste, I never want to limit myself to one genre. But it's mostly alternative pop, or, you know, I've got a lot of singer-songwriter mixed in there. I listen to Ben Platt. I listen to Billie Eilish, Orla Gartland. Scrolling through my music app, Jeremy Zucker, Conan Gray, Tyler the Creator. He's very good. Love a good Tyler. But yeah, that's kind of me. I don't know. I used to be an Ed Sheeran stan.
Are you streaming Bad Habits? Are
no.
you trying to make it go number one?
No.
Are you not living for the vampire era?
No, absolutely not. What I am living for, though, is him being a dad. Way to go, Ed.
Oh, gosh. Is that his name? Congratulations, Edward. Edison Sheeran.
Yeah.
She ran
away.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so this is going to be really interesting, because I feel like we listen to similar music, but at the same time, complete different music. So these conversations are going to be super fun. How did we meet, Sophia?
Well, we met almost a year ago, probably. Maybe a little over a year or almost a year.
It's like almost a year.
I think, almost a year. For those of you that want to know, Jared and I attend a wonderful university called the University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
Thank you to the University of Nebraska Lincoln for providing the studio that we
are
recording in.
Yes, we are in a great Husker-colored studio. It's very fun. Anyways, I met Jared through one of my best friends, Joseph Taylor.
Oh, the full government name.
The government name. I'm exposing him. And we kind of just clicked right away. I really don't know what it is or what it was, what it continues to be. But I vibe with Jared very much.
I like the 5-second pause.
You're welcome.
I vibe with Jared.
I don't know. I feel like whenever I'm in a room with Jared, I am laughing.
It's always a good time.
Not to get sentimental here, but... But yeah, we met through one of my friends. Anyways, long story short, yes. We go to the same school, met through a friend. Mm-hmm. Now we're here. Do we have any fun stories?
I don't know.
What have we done?
What have we done?
I just asked.
we went bowling that one time.
That one time.
That one time.
It was pretty fun. I was really bad at it.
Oh my God, me too.
Tip for anybody out there, don't wear a dress to a bowling alley.
I'm immediately going to go buy a dress after this podcast and go bowling.
I'm not even a dress wearer.
But for some reason, that day was the dress day.
I'm not sure why I did that to myself. Day. I mean, I looked cute. Don't wear a dress to a bowling alley. You have to bend over. It's just not...
It's not going to work.
No. What else have we done? Jared and I said, yeah, we've been friends for almost a year.
We've been friends for 1 year.
Any fun stories? Well.
There was that one time where we were sitting on the futon and laughing at some TV thing.
Any story with Jared involves just laughing or like something painfully awkward that makes us laugh. There was always laughter.
So, Sophia, is there any, like, music that's coming out soon that you're, like, super interested in? Are you ready to stream? That you're going to, like, vouch to be number one on the charts of Sophia's picks?
Well, that's a good question. I feel like all of my albums and music that I was looking forward to have come out now.
That's fair.
Billie Eilish's album came out.
Yeah.
I have opinions on that we're not going to get into. Orla Gartland's album came out. Ben Platt's album came out. What else is there?
I mean,
Montero's about to come out.
That was about what I was going to say.
That baby is about to be born, which is wonderful.
I can't wait for the baby pictures.
Yes.
It's going to be so pretty. The baby. And the album.
Da baby?
No. Not the homophobe. Yeah, I'm super pumped for Montero.
I think that he's been doing fantastic marketing for that album.
I can't believe it's just his debut album.
It comes out on the 17th.
We might have to.
Montero's our first album. Let me look at it.
Probably not, because we would do.
Oh, that's a Friday.
Yeah. It's the day at, like, literally the night.
Montero's our second album?
Stay tuned for when Sophia and I talk about Montero by Lil Nas X in the next couple of weeks.
Troy Sivan's album is coming out tonight. Or is that a single?
It's a single,
I think. It's a single.
I think
Angel
it might
Baby.
Be out right now, actually, at the time of recording. Angel Baby, right?
Yeah. The one that he's been posting pictures of his booty for.
His whole entire ass.
I was riding the bus the other day. And I was scrolling through Twitter, as one does.
Yeah.
And Troye Sivan's butt was on my phone while I was in public on a bus.
I was in class just scrolling on Twitter. And I swear the person behind me was like, why is there just an entire little bit of a butt on my coworker's freaking laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good time. It is out, actually.
It is out.
I'm pointing it out on Spotify on my laptop.
His butt is not on the album cover?
It is not on the album cover. Well, it kind of is. He's wearing a jock strap in it.
Troye Sivan.
Troye Sivan.
I love him.
I thank you for your service, Troye Sivan.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Everything else that I'm, like, super hyped for is, like, undetermined. Like, there's no release date. It doesn't necessarily exist, but I want it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, SZA's new album is supposed to exist.
Sometime. At some point.
Good days on the moon.
Episode one, and we are already singing, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, Adele is supposed to drop maybe in November.
I love Adele.
Oh my God, me too.
Can we just talk about that for a second? I grew up loving Adele and Ed Sheeran. Those were like my two artists. That was it.
You were turning tables and taking photographs.
I sang Set Fire to the Rain at my fifth grade talent show.
We were talking about this the other day because I did it at my sixth grade talent show.
My sixth grade talent show, I sang Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
Oh my gosh, versatility.
I forgot the CD, so I had to sing it a cappella.
How did that go? Please.
It was fine.
It was good.
There's a video of it on my mother's Facebook.
I love that. We're going to have to pull that up.
Nope.
Never mind. We will not be pulling that up.
Adele is very important to me, basically. And she just is a wonderful human being and has a very thick accent.
It's so thick.
It's very good. Ed Sheeran. That man.
I will be denying questions about Ed Sheeran at this moment.
No comment. I used to be an Ed Sheeran stan, went to a concert. It was amazing. Homie is just like on the stage by himself. It's wonderful. With a little loop machine and his guitar. Very cool.
That's super cool.
With the music that he's putting out now, I don't think he would be able to do that by himself. But he's an incredibly successful songwriter for other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And is incredibly versatile. I just am not loving his music nowadays. I'm not as much of an Ed Sheeran stan.
That is valid. And you don't have to be an Ed Sheeran stan.
I know.
The wonders of having opinions.
I was so deep into Ed Sheeran.
I was like, I remember hearing A-Team by Ed Sheeran for the first time. And I was like,
Sir,
this is the only song. And I tried to sing it, and my mom said, you're hurting your voice. Please stop singing that song. And I was, like, in fourth grade.
That was me with Thinking Out Loud, I think, came out when I was going into seventh grade. And, in fact, Multiply came out kind of when I was in seventh grade, kind of just around there. It's great. I don't know.
Multiply. Yeah, the album. Okay.
I think that it is. I think it's pretty good. I think that that was probably the peak of Ed Sheeran, which I know is before Shape of You.
Every time I hear the beginning of Shape of You, I just think of like deep fried memes on TikTok.
I start sweating. I begin to have flashbacks.
I think Shape of You was a good beginning of the end. I don't know how this turned into
deciphering Ed Sheeran. Welcome to Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia. This episode we will be
analyzing,
deep diving into Ed Sheeran's discography.
Miss Ed.
Mrs.
Ed.
Did you see how skinny he is now?
I don't follow Ed Sheeran.
He has lost a lot of weight. Not saying that he was any sort of overweight before, but he has lost a considerable amount of weight since becoming a father. Is he okay? Let me do some research.
Is he okay?
I just typed into our podcast Google Doc instead of Googling.
I love that.
Wait. Is Ed Sheeran okay?
Is that your Google search?
Yes. Fortunately. Hold up.
Does it say fortunately Ed Sheeran is okay?
Fortunately, it seems like Sheeran is mostly okay. Apparently, he got hit while riding his bike in 2017.
Oh, I hope he's okay now. It's been 4 years.
It has.
That's...
Ooh. Ah, this is a BBC article. Ed Sheeran... Fatherhood made me change my bad habits. There's a Reddit that just is called Is Ed Sheeran Okay?
That's the official podcast
subreddit. I'm joining the Reddit.
Update. I have joined the Reddit.
I am actually CEO of the company. The Reddit?
I love it. Should we go into our charts? You're totally on the spot chart.
We can go into the charts as long as you talk first and talk for a while.
Okay. I can do that. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick second, and then we're going to get into the charts. Get into it. Yeah, that's not on my chart. It should be, but
this podcast episode is sponsored by Doja Cat.
Could you imagine Doja Cat? Doja Cat herself comes to the UNL studio where we are currently filming this podcast. And she gets on this table and she just goes, I feel like fucking something.
For like our 7 followers.
Our 7 whole followers.
Period. Thank you, Doja Cat, for sponsoring. Welcome to the Sick Beats Charts, everybody. Can I get a round of applause? Yes. Thank you.
I just hit the mic.
Good job.
I try.
So, as an overview, Sick Beats Charts is a list of 10 songs that Jared and I are currently loving. Each week, they might change. They might stay the same. And they are ranked in the order in which we think you need to listen to them. Jared, would you like to start with your number 10?
Sure. Yeah. Kind of think of this as like a different Billboard charts, but like totally for fun. Please don't sue us.
Don't sue us.
So my 10th song, she may be the last, but she's the first at being last.
Wow.
It is Men in Last Night by Demi Lovato featuring Ariana Grande. This song is relatively new, but also kind of old. It's like a few months old. But, like, in the streaming age, that's, like, ancient. But I'm obsessed with this track. I don't think it got paid the dues it needed to be paid.
I personally had never heard of it before.
Exactly. Dues were not paid.
Exactly.
But rent was due.
You, every month.
Yeah. Yeah, so Met Him Last Night is just a, like, I want to say it's, like... It's kind of like
what
a
synth. What is it like?
I'll tell you. It's kind of synthy. It's very pop, but it's kind of ballady. But like not in like a heart throbbing ballady, just like in sick vocals ballady. Mm. If that makes sense. It's mostly produced and written by Ariana. Okay. Ariana like wrote it for Demi, and Demi was like, "Yo, you need to get on this track." And Ari's like, "No, I'll just like do little background vocals or whatever." And Demi's like, "No, get on this track." And then history was made. The song was supposed to be like a single apparently, but then Demi said like, "Oh no, this frozen yogurt shop," and then a scandal occurred, and then like I think the video got scrapped. But the song is great. The vocals are insane, and it's definitely worth checking out. I don't feel like either of them are fighting to be the main center of attention on the track, and it just their voices are really good together.
Love a good balance.
Yeah. What's your number 10, Sophia?
Wouldn't you like to know, Jared?
Yeah, I would love to know, actually.
My number 10 song this week, I'm going to expose myself a little bit, is All Eyes on Me by Bo Burnham from his newest special, Inside.
I can't get behind it.
Can you?
Listen, that special was really good. I think that's a worthy song to be on this chart.
Bo Burnham is a very problematic person. His past is a little, but this song, it's one of the last songs on the soundtrack to this thing, this documentary. It's a documentary.
Yeah, it's like, it's supposed to be a comedy special, but I would call it a documentary more so.
It ends up becoming a documentary. It's one of the last songs. It vibes really hard, and I really enjoy walking to class blasting it in my headphones.
Are you walking to class getting your hands up?
No, but I am out of my seat.
All eyes on you.
No, thanks. Anyways, that's my number 10.
Nice. So my number 9 song is Justified by Kacey Musgraves. I believe Kacey's dropping an album this weekend, which would be the past weekend for you guys.
Yes.
So it's already out. But Justified was like one of the newer singles for it. And it's like a poppy country song. Okay. Like the perfect kind of country song, in my opinion. I don't know. I like Kacey's vocals. I think it's like a very vibey track. And I think Kacey does justice on it. I really like it, and I think you should listen to it.
My number 9 this week is a song called Madison by Orla Gartland. It's from her debut album, came out probably a couple weeks ago. It's wonderful. It was actually part of a demo series that she did on Instagram TV of her playing and singing and analyzing different demos she's done in the past. And people liked it so much that she decided to record it and put it on her debut album. It's wonderful. It's about women liking women. It's just really good. Really, really good. It's kind of short, but it makes me feel, gives me the serotonin. Good vibes.
Hell yeah. That song sounds super cool. I'm going to have to check it out. You said Madison?
Madison.
By Orla
Gartland.
Gartland. Madison by Orla Gartland. Cool. It was the gulp that got me laughing. Okay, so my number 8 song is Broken Clocks by SZA. This song has had a hold on me for the past like 4 weeks now. And it felt wrong to not put it on this playlist. It's been out for like 4 years now. We need a new album, SZA. But take your time. SZA. I'm not trying to rush you because I want the album.
SZA, please.
Yeah, SZA, please. But Broken Clocks is really good. I find myself screaming it while driving to campus late at night. So yeah, you should check it out if you haven't already. And if you have, stream it again.
My number 8 is a song. I will tell you that. It's a song called All I Want by Walk the Moon. They are the band that produced Shut Up and Dance and One Foot, the popular songs that were on the Big Boy radio. Just giving you some context. Yeah. I don't know.
I've only heard Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon.
It's amazing. They're wonderful. It's from their most recent album, which is not like super recent. I think like maybe 3 to 5 years ago. But it's really good. Has some political references in it. I don't know. It's good. It's like kind of rock, kind of not. It just has like a very like a strong guitar in it.
I have a strong guitar. I like that's like been like a thing. I've been listening to a lot of songs with like real guitar in it recently. Mm-hmm. And it's like been such a boost on like my mood when I'm listening to music. Mm-hmm. It's like so fresh, which is weird. like I just feel like I haven't heard that in a lot of like music that I've listened to like
before. And I like, think it's coming back.
Yeah,
lots of artists are featuring like a really strong guitar line in their songs, becoming like going a little more angsty, I feel like. Or either that or just like most of the people that are popular right now just happen to be younger and going through their angsty phase. But I'm here for it.
Yeah, me too. All right, my number 7, I'm actually really excited about this one. This song is called Think Fast by a band called Saving Fiona. I showed you this song.
Yes, we listened to it last night.
This song is made by a band that somebody from one of my classes is in. It's like their only song out on Spotify at the moment, but they played it before class and it's been stuck in my head ever since. It is on their Spotify, they label themselves as like a sad girl rock band. And I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm like that, like I was just saying, a guitar led like song. Mm-hmm. I need that. And yeah. this song is giving that.
It's just like a bunch of powerful women.
Exactly. And it is literally like only at like 1,000 streams right now on Spotify. So if you listen to this song right now, you can be a part of the growing of this band, which I think is so cool. The music video is super fun. Again, that's Think Fast by Sammy Fiona. I'm super into that song. You should definitely check it out.
I've already checked it out.
Thoughts?
It's good. I liked the video. Every single one of these powerful, talented women are wearing like a monochromatic outfit, which I love. And they just all vibe. The lead singer, you know, really stares into your soul in the music video. She, you know, connects with you.
I think that's my favorite shot of the whole video. It's just the like video just like slowly zooms into this person wearing like this green, like lime green kind of jacket. She's playing the guitar,
and
singing.
She is looking at you.
It's so perfect. Like I can't believe that like that's their first song. That's their first music video. Because like the quality behind it already.
My number 7 song this week is called Taken. It is by Hayley Williams. And let me just say, I am in full support of Hayley Williams making music on her own. I love Paramore, don't get me wrong. But the growth that she has presented in the form of her 2 solo albums that she's come out with is just amazing. Taken is really chill and kind of laid back and carefree, which I like. It's another one that I like to just kind of sit back and vibe to, or like blast it in my ears when I walk to class, which is kind of all of these songs, but we're not going to talk about that.
That song had a hold on me for months. Top 3 on that album, I would say. That album's so good. That we should revisit that album and have
it's
that be
amazing.
A review. We should definitely talk about that album on this podcast, like, at lengths. Yeah, Taken's such a good song. Mm-hmm. I'm honestly jealous that it's on your chart and not on mine. Number 6 for me is a song called Rhythm and Music by Keenan Lonsdale. Now, Keenan Lonsdale played Blue in Love, Simon, and also
Kid
Flash.
I thought you were
about
to say Blue in Blue's Clues.
Yes, Keenan Lonsdale, Blue from Blue's Clues. No, Keenan Lonsdale played Blue from Love, Simon, and I think is Kid Flash in The Flash on CW.
Okay.
Yeah, this song, I didn't know he had an album, and when I found out he had an album and I like recognized who the person was, I think I almost cried. I was like, this album is so good. But Rhythm and Music is like the newest single on that song, and it really kind of grabbed me. It is a very like fun summer pop kind of song. I think his lyrics are very fun. He's got like this nice voice. It's got a little bit of rasp to it.
Love a good rasp.
It's very good. I also don't see a lot of people talking about this song, so you should definitely hop on it and become one of those people who can say, I was there from the beginning.
This episode of Sick Beats is sponsored by Rasp.
Thank you, Rasp.
Yes, thank you, Rasp.
Use code SICK for 10% off Rasp.
Which is why you are raspy. You're sick. Wow. Speaking of sick, something that sounds like the word sick is six.
What a transition.
My number 6 this week is called Love Me by the 1975. This song I continue to go back to.
Love her.
I love her. It's from their Pink album, which has an incredibly long name that I'm not going to say. But I find myself being drawn to this song a lot. It's hard to leave it be for a while, because then I will listen to it again and then it will consume me for weeks on end, just like it has this week, which is why it's my number 6.
I don't really have much to say, but that's a good song.
It is. It's a good song.
All right. We're in our top 5 of the week. My number 5 is Overheated by Billie Eilish. Could be controversial. I don't know. I just like how minimal this track is.
Yes.
She's in her little whisper moment, but her words are loud. She's talking a lot about how she like is kind of overwhelmed with like the newness of fame. About like paparazzi, about like these expectations people have on her as a woman in pop music. I think a line that like really resonated with me was like, I'm not going to get surgery to like redesign myself. That's paraphrased. But like she really talks about like she doesn't want to like change to fit the standard. She wants to be her own standard. Yes. And I think it's really good.
And I like that it's a playoff of Not My Responsibility, which is, we knew about Not My Responsibility because that's what she released on her 18th birthday.
Yeah.
Was Not My Responsibility. Did not know that I would be making an appearance on her album. Was not mad about it. I mean, it's not something that I would go back and listen to regularly. But I love that Phineas mixed the track behind Not My Responsibility and they came out with Overheated. It's wonderful. I love it.
That transition is perfect. And I think Not My Responsibility is like a great interlude. It's like mm-hmm. a good like transition in that album. And the messages between Not My Responsibility and Overheated work very well together. Mm-hmm. So like that whole transition like completed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. That was my number five.
That's a good number five. My number five kind of sounds the exact opposite of Overheated. It is not minimal.
It is under cold.
It is under cold. Under freeze. My number five is Sidekick, again, by Walk the Moon. It's from the same album as Shut Up and Dance. And it's like this Talking is Hard, which is the album that it's from, by Walk the Moon, gives me very 80s vibes, kind of the same vibe that the 1975 gives off. Lots of synth, lots of like, I don't know, weird like patterns and instrumentation and things like that. Sidekick is wonderful. It tells a good story. It's a good hype song for me, at least. I don't know if when you listen to this song you'll be like, oh, that's kind of boring, but for me it gets me kind of going and energized for the day.
Love it. I have, again, not listened to any Walk the Moon song other than Shut Up and Dance. That's but okay. You have two of their songs on your top 10 here. Maybe three. I don't know your top four. But I'm definitely going to have to check them out. We got a little stan here of Walk the Moon.
Yes.
My number four pick is a song off Doja Cat's Planet Her. It is Options featuring JID. This song is super good. It is very chill. A lot of people are saying Been Like This is like Planet Her's Streets from Hot Pink. But I don't see a lot of people talking about Options. And like, I don't know. There's like a couple of songs on Planet Her I would call Planet Her's Streets other than Been Like This. Because I think the main consensus has been like this is the streets. Anyways, off topic entirely. Options is very good. The chorus is like kind of monotone. If that makes sense. It's like kind of one note, but like it hits really well. The flow of it's really nice. And then Doja goes in on this verse and she goes from like a lower note in her register, like all the way up all of a sudden. And the lyrics are very fun. She has some interesting flows there that we haven't really heard from her. Mm-hmm. And then this feature, JID ate this feature. It's one of the best features on Planet Her. I've never heard of this artist before this song, but I'm definitely gonna have to check out more of JID. Mm-hmm. It's very good. It's a very good vibe rap kind of track. Definitely recommend it.
Okay. I personally, I've only listened to Planet Her like all the way through once. I need to get into it. I think I added it to my library and then just never listened to it. But that makes me want to revisit that little album.
Should definitely do it.
My number four, because that's the number that we're on, is Happy to Be Sad by Ben Platt. We've already talked in this episode about how obsessed I am with Ben Platt at the current now. He came out with an album called Reverie, and it is wonderful. It's wonderful. It tells a really good story all the way through. I won't talk about the album too much, but this song in particular, very poppy, which is good. The entire album is pretty poppy, which is in very stark contrast to his previous album.
He's normally known for like singer-songwriter type music, right?
Yeah. Yes. And he came through with this album. Happy to Be Sad is about being in a relationship and breaking up with your partner, and he's saying he's happy to be sad because their love was so good that it hurts so much. Because if you weren't crying or if you weren't hurt by a relationship, that means the relationship wasn't good. And I think it's just a good song.
I love it. It sounds, the album idea sounds very interesting. I love a concept album. I love an album that tells like a story front to back, like a book.
Yeah, it's it's the album, in case anybody wants to know, it's him growing up is like the theme.
I love that. All right, top three. My number three song is Good Ones by Charlie XCX. This song came out last week. It is 2 minutes too short, but it is infectious. Charlie has came back with like a more mainstream pop sound compared to her more hyper pop songs that she's kind of known for. It is less of a vroom vroom, but like a high energy, like mainstream kind of pop song. It's like hook. It's literally just like, ooh, like for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But like, oh my God. It like, she like starts the ooh and then the beat kicks.
Yeah.
And it's like this like kind of like, more like retro, like kind of 80s kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody tweet about it. I think like if The Weeknd dropped this song, it would be number one this week.
Okay.
It's a very good song. You need to check it out. You need to give Charlie XCX some love on this one. Also, make it longer.
I feel like Charlie XCX doesn't get talked about a lot.
I feel like, yeah. I think it's because she went the hyperpop route.
Okay.
Because, I mean, hyperpop, I feel like...
She became, like, very niche.
Yeah, it's very niche. You need to have, like, a specific taste for hyperpop.
Yeah.
I find myself, like, slowly getting into hyperpop.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's something you need to ease your way into. But Charlie XCX does it very good. And that's not discrediting anybody who does hyperpop. That's just...
If you do hyperpop, we love you.
Yeah.
And this episode is sponsored by you.
This episode, sponsored by hyperpop. No, but yeah, Good Ones. Charlie XCX, that's my number three.
Good job, Charlie XCX. My number three is I Didn't Change My Number by Billie Eilish from her most recent album, Happier Than Ever, which I have opinions about. I'm not going to go into it. Otherwise, I would be here for a long time. I Didn't Change My Number starts off with a very odd sound. Not sure what that sound is.
It's a jump scare.
It is a jump scare.
I think it might be her dog.
You know,
that's probably accurate. And I think her dog is sampled throughout the song.
Okay.
Like in the beat.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
I just really like the energy in this song. I think the line that resonated with me the most is, I didn't change my number, I just changed who I replied to. Love that. Like, girl boss? Okay. Okay, Billy.
Come on.
You did that.
Come through, Billy.
This song is just very good. Good vibes.
Yeah, I like that one a lot too. I just didn't put it on my chart, but I like how
that's it, how I feel about Overheated.
Oh my God, us putting songs on each other's charts that we like but wouldn't put on ours. yeah, I like how on that song she's kind of like, she sings it like energetically lethargic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives me what I wish Lost Cause would have given me.
Tea.
I can't go too much into my thoughts. We're going to have to move on.
Next question, please. All right. My number two song is actually a remix of a song. It's from Lady Gaga's Chromatica remix, Dawn of Chromatica.
Yes.
It is Free Woman. And the remix features Rina Sawayama and Clarence Clarity. I'm reading it off my computer. Clarence Clarity. The energy of the song. This song without the remix is a good song. But Rina and Clarence bring that energy to the next level. It starts off with like this epic little guitar moment. Mm-hmm. And then Rina's like, let's go, Gaga. And it starts. And I'm like, where are you taking me? I'm buying a ticket. I'm coming to get me a one way ticket to Chromatica, please.
Absolutely. Rina.
The lyrics are very good. Obviously, it's just a remix. It's just a better doing of Free Woman. I think one of my favorite lyrics in the song, just in general, is like, I'm still something, or I can't remember it off at the top of my head, but it's like, I'm still something if I don't got a man. I'm a free woman. And then, like, the chorus, like, just hits, and it's like a little, like, dance moment. So good. Rina's vocals blend in flawlessly with Gaga's. And it's very good. You got to check it out. As well as the rest of the remix album.
Mm-hmm.
Not every track will be for you. Some tracks will hit more than others for you, depending on how you listen to pop music.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely good. You should check it out. And that's why Free Woman is my number two.
I love that for you. My number two. I feel like we mentioned this a little earlier, but I like to come back to artists.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that my charts frequently will have repeat artists on them, or multiple songs by the same artist.
I love it.
My number two song for this week is called Codependency. It's by Orla Gartland. It's from her same debut album, Woman on the Internet. I just love this song, which I know that I've said for all of these songs, but it's so good. I don't know how to describe it. I don't have very many words. The song is about a relationship, and since we've been kind of talking about our favorite lyrics from all these songs, my favorite lyric from this song is the lyric that shows up in the chorus, and it's I'm not happy if you're not happy, and I swear that you're always sad. Which is codependency to a T.
That hits.
It
hits.
That's
a good lyric.
And this episode is sponsored by a strong guitar line. It has a strong guitar in it. It's wonderful. She's wonderful. Very good.
Can I get a drum roll for my number one song of the week? Thank you so much,
Sophia.
I don't
know if the microphone is going to pick that up.
I don't know either. But regardless, thank you. The energy was definitely needed. My number one song of this week is Coastin' by Victoria Monet. I feel like us as a society do not talk about Victoria Monet enough. I'm going to jump on my Stan Victoria Monet pedestal here. She is such an amazing artist. She is a co-writer on a lot of hits that you might know. She has written a lot of Ariana Grande songs with her. But her like solo career is heavily slept on, and she released this single like I think maybe a month ago, but like just released the music video for it. It's like a perfect continuation from her Jaguar album, which is like this like kind of like sexy R&B kind of album.
Okay,
it's so good. The hook is like, I'm gonna make him go north, south, east, west coast.
Mm-hmm.
It is very vibey. So good. The music video is hilarious. There is like acting in it, which can be hit or miss in a music video, but I think it's funny. Mm-hmm. So it works. But yeah, this is going to kind of continue the Jaguar era for Victoria Monet. She tends to do part twos to her albums a lot.
Okay.
So we'll be getting a Jaguar part two. But yeah, I think Coastin' is a very good song to get into Victoria Monet with. It has been a song I've revisited a lot. It's like one of the first songs I touch when I get on the bus, mm-hmm. or when I start walking or just like studying. It's like the first song I grab every time.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to check out Coastin' by Victoria Monet.
Me or the listeners?
Everyone on the planet Earth needs to listen to Coastin' by Victoria Monet.
Listen to it.
Get into it.
Get into it, yeah. This episode is still sponsored by Doja Cat. My number one song this week is called Chasing You, and it's by, guess who? Ben Platt.
Ben Platt.
I can't get over this album, Jared.
I have to listen to it.
It's so good. This song is very poppy. I don't even know how to explain this song. It's just, it's really good. You need to give it a listen. I was kind of looking for like the lyric that stood out to me the most, and I couldn't find one because they're all too good.
Your favorite lyric is the whole song.
My favorite lyric is the entire song. It's actually the entire album.
is that allowed? My number one song is this entire album.
This episode is in fact sponsored by Ben Platt's vibrato.
Just the vibrato.
Just that.
Period.
Next
week we'll be sponsored
really
by
good.
Ben Platt's vocal range.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned, please. Jared, I have a question for you.
I got an answer for you.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I could give you some honorable mentions. I won't talk about a lot of them in depth, but I can give you some.
Give me one honorable mention.
Okay, this is T. I replaced this song when originally making this chart with a different song on my chart.
You cheated on her.
I did. Somebody lied to her several times
when I
told her I was going to put it on the chart. Yeah, I replaced the song on the chart originally, and that song is Take My Breath by The Weeknd. I just thought there were other artists that deserved some love, because The Weeknd's kind of killing it right now.
Yeah.
But Take My Breath is a good continuation of, like, the After Hours era. It's got that like 80s sound again. I mean, anything the Weeknd touches at this point is going to be pure gold. Yeah, it's an honorable mention indeed. If we made like an 100 song chart, it would be number 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you? Do you have an honorable mention?
I do have an honorable mention.
Tell me that honor.
The reason I did not include this song in my chart for this week is, one, because I don't have it downloaded on my phone. I need to do that. But this is a song that my wonderful boyfriend introduced me to, and it is technically a cover, and now he knows what song I'm talking about if he's listening. It is from the Born This Way Reimagined album.
I need to listen to that.
And it is You and I by, you guessed it, Ben Platt. Exposing myself, I'm not a music video person. I don't enjoy watching them. I think that the song should speak for itself. But you cannot listen to this version of You and I unless you watch the video with it. It is wonderful. He has got a great outfit on.
Is it sparkly?
Benjamin Plateau. I'm obsessed with the way that you sing in this song. It's just him, like, not even in a bar, but it, like, gives off that vibe. Because, you know the lyrics.
That song is a, like, end of the night bar kind of song.
And hearing Ben Platt and his vibrato, who has sponsored this episode, sing, like, I Love You, Nebraska. Ben Platt, please, hear me out. Benjamin, you're so good on this song, dude. Anyways, that's my honorable mention.
I love the honorable mention. Your honorable mention is
it's
mentioning
actually my
an
number
artist
one.
that you have talked about three times today. I love it. This episode was brought to you by Ben Platt.
Yes.
1000%.
Thank you, Ben.
Oh my God, I love that. All right, well, those were our Sick Beats charts. You can check those out on Spotify for a playlist version of them.
Yes, so that you don't have to look for them by yourself.
But we aren't the only ones with charts. You should let us know what songs you are listening to right now. Again, go to our social media pages at Sick Beats with JS on Instagram and Twitter, and just tell what you're listening to. What song cannot escape your ears this week?
Who is your Ben Platt?
Who is your Ben Platt? And after you tell us your favorite song this week, let us know what album we should listen to.
Yes, please. There's so many and it's so hard to decide.
What album needs to be talked about?
Also, can I do a self-plug real quick?
A self-plug, yes, totally.
This first episode is coming out on my birthday, which is this upcoming Monday, the 13th of September.
Which is potentially today for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait, happy birthday.
Please go onto our Twitter or our Instagram or both at SickBeats with JS, not SJ. And wish me a happy birthday. Please boost my ego. Tell me that I'm your Ben Platt.
Sophia.
What?
You are my Ben Platt.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Oh my God. So, until next week, I am Jared Clutter.
Oh, and I'm Sophia Rodas. Oh, I dropped the ball on that one.
I'm sorry. I should have.
It's okay. It's the first episode.
I should have done it better. Yeah. It's okay. We'll get this right next week.
I just need to look at you.
Yeah. Look into my soul, please. Next week, we will hopefully have a video component. I'll hit record on the camera properly. Yeah, I'm a fourth-year broadcasting student. I don't hit record, apparently. This podcast is recording, right? But anyways, thank you so much for listening to the first episode of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia. We're super excited for this interactive podcast. Excited to talk to some of you guys about your favorite songs, your favorite albums, and talking about any type of music.
I'm really excited to flame an album that one of you is excited about.
I'm ready to make some girls mad.
Yes. I want to come in here every week with very strong opinions so that somebody gets mad.
somebody's gonna go home crying, and it's gonna be me.
Jared, you have to drive me home. You can't cry.
Cries while driving.
If you liked this episode of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia, and you'd like to keep listening to them every Monday, make sure to go on to whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, or YouTube, and go ahead and click subscribe or add it to your list of podcasts so that you get notified when we put out a new episode and you can stay up to date with the music that we are talking about and listening to.
We will see you next week.
We will see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a good night or day.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. I don't like my bye. It was giving me end of Zoom meeting.